Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. Hey there, Peace and Parenting family. If you love the podcast but wish to enjoy it without interruptions, your wish has come true. Introducing the ad-free version of the Peace and Parenting podcast available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you'll get all the heartfelt advice, parenting stories, and actionable tips you love without any ads. For less than the cost of a coffee each month, you will enjoy uninterrupted listening while also supporting our work to help you build stronger connections with your kids. Try it out for free. Simply find Peace and Parenting on Apple Podcasts, click try free, and you'll gain immediate access to our ad-free episodes. There's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So if you're ready for a more peaceful, uninterrupted listening experience, subscribe now. Let's keep focusing on connection without the distractions. I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connective parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here. Everybody, I'm so glad you're here if you're joining me. I'm Michelle, for those of you who don't know, and I am a certified parenting coach. I'm also a mother of two teenage daughters, and I am a recovering perfectionist, yeller, and control freak. Hi, Araminta. How are you?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Araminta, and I am a solo parent to an 8-year-old.
Tell us about your parenting experience. Araminta is one of the mastermind students. She's also one of my private clients, and she's really dived into this idea of connective parenting with a kid who's not always easy to parent. And so can you tell us about, you know, where you started when you started this journey of connective parenting? What did your parenting look like?
It was awful. My child was diagnosed 2 years ago in the second summer, pandemic summer, with severe ADHD, including oppositional defiant disorder. So he refused any sort of schooling and had been really increasing his destruction of my home, like digging into the drywall, damaging artwork. And then he discovered fire, and it was just, there's no way I could lock everything in my house. Yeah.
When Araminta came to me, she was in a place where she was having a really, really hard time. And tell us now, things aren't perfect for sure, but tell us what has gotten better and what it looks like now.
Well, he's actually in a special program right now. This is the second week, and he's almost through the second week. He would not have gone to this if we hadn't been able to build the trust through the connective parenting model, style of parenting. I really believe, because he resists so much, I can barely go grocery shopping with him. And the tantrums were just way out of hand, constant, and, you know, I'm exhausted. So it's been so transformative, even though I'm still sort of struggling. I still feel like I'm at the beginning of this journey. It's already just so much.
And what's been helpful? What ideas of connection have been helpful?
So I think that the most helpful thing is that I know now that my child does know the difference between right and wrong. I don't have him and say, this is so wrong, why are you doing this? He knows, but when he's upset, he doesn't have that impulse control yet to be able to self-regulate. So it's actually vital in those moments for me to hold the container, the safe space for him to process those incredibly intense emotions. And if I yell at him to stop, you know, acting out of control, he's just going to feel worse and shamed, stifled, unloved, frustrated. And the violent, chaotic behavior is just going to dig in, and he won't feel seen or validated. And so it just gets worse and worse. So if I do that for him and like really accept him deeply and really stay with empathy during that emotional expression, I'm telling him that I love him no matter what. And you're not alone through that. And that can make it easier. And so these mornings when he really struggles to go, he doesn't want to go. Once he's there, he's fine. But he's so freaked out and so full of anxiety that just letting him do that has been so amazing.
So what has changed with you? What has changed with you, and what, you know, have you changed in your parenting different from what you used to do?
Now I feel more confident as a parent, and it brings tears to my eyes because we were really struggling for years. And my challenges are defined in a way that give me a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I see what I need to do now. I see when he's sort of spoiling for a tantrum, I have options.
And Araminta was part of our mastermind program, and she also did one-on-one coaching with me. And she stayed on for this mastermind for the, you know, live sessions. And I think that's really helped. Like you said, the work isn't over. Like, you have to keep working on it, because especially if you have a kid who presents this way, it's like, it's hard to get through and to change the way in which you come to them. And I think you've done an incredible job. I was hoping you were going to say, but I'm going to say it for you. You remain calm now.
I am a lot calmer because I don't feel so helpless in the situation. Like, he's pushing me around or controlling me as much. I know what the tantrum is about. And the mastermind class really, like, it's so intuitive. And I did try other classes. When he was first diagnosed, I was put into, you know, an evidence-based class, and all these charts and rewards, and you get down in what do I say and how many points this and that. And it's just the kid, it's the novelty wore off in like 2 days. Yeah. And then we're back yelling and screaming and struggling. So
yeah. And many kids who present big with fight or fight feelings, they don't want to be manipulated. They don't want you to give them a reward. They don't want to they don't want you to take something away from them. And when that hurts their being, they fight.
Yeah.
They'll take you down.
Yes. Yes. I was even told by a therapist that I had hired early on to help him, that if I was going to manage him in house, these are her words, I would need a padded room. Like, she told me I should analyze him because of his temper tantrums and put him on antipsychotics. And this child is no longer doing that. He's no longer threatening to break windows, or he knows. He's able to regulate because he feels, I think, like I'm trusting him. And through that connection building, I trust him to do the right thing. And I have more words. I don't know. The connective parenting is really intuitive, but it also has so many levels you can go into. And Michelle, you're so generous in unlocking all these different resources for us once we're, you know, signed up and involved. So I, even though I didn't do all the homework, because there's so
many, we won't tell anybody.
I can go back and, you know, yeah. Love a book. I have it here.
Hey.
I just open it, like with Pema Chodron, I just open it to a page. I'm just like, okay, I got this. Because I'm alone, and there are steps and skills, like heart.
I think that too. I think too also is that the mastermind, like, I don't know if anyone knows, but you get to keep all this, the material and everything, for a whole year. So you can keep going back and watching and saying, oh, I didn't really understand empathy that well. Let me go back to module 3 and listen to the empathy thing again. I didn't do my homework first time around, so I am going to do my homework now, and I can dive in deeper. And then when you keep all of those materials and you're able to keep going back to them, you deepen your understanding of the tools. Because what is connection anyways? Like, people ask me all the time, they're like, what's connection? And I have such a hard time saying, like, it isn't just sitting next to your kid and being like, oh, I'm right here. You know, please don't hit your brother. It's so much more complicated than that, isn't it?
I feel like I'm reading him, and I know that you know, obviously I get tired and I can't do it all the time, but I get him back from camp and I'm really gauging his behavior and I'm noticing little things that, you know, maybe something didn't go well at camp, but he's afraid to say it. And I just have more skills to decide whether now is when we're going to deal with those feelings or later. And it isn't actually permissive parenting to maybe allow him to have screen time at a time when normally he wouldn't, so that I can regain my sense of self and center and then go, okay, I'm ready to deal with this. Here we go. I don't think it's confusing to him. I, you know, as he grows, he's going to have more established rules and routines. And I don't, it is a transition from trying to control and manage his outbursts to sort of managing when I can handle those outbursts and let them happen, because it's actually important. Like that's the work.
Connection, right? Is like when you can allow feelings to happen and you come to your child, that is a huge piece of connection that I don't think people necessarily know about. I think I didn't know about it. I didn't know what connection was. I was like, oh, I'm connected to my kids. I hang out with them all the time. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Of course I'm connected. I was the least connected, stay-at-home, full-time, very involved helicopter mom. And when I found these tools, I was like, I started crying. I was like, wait, hold on. Are you telling me I didn't do any connection with my kid in the last 6 years? And but making that change has really helped. And I know you feel similarly about that too.
We are going to take a short break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you the Peace and Parenting podcast free of charge. So I'll see you back in just a few minutes. What if you spent the next 30 days really focusing on connection with your kids? What do you think sibling rivalry would look like? How would cooperation go? And what would the feeling be in your home? Join my 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you join me and my coach, Martha, and really explore the ideas of connection. We do group coaching for the entire month, and you have access to all of the Peace and Parenting materials. Please join us for a 30-day challenge. Find the link in the show notes.
My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally.
Okay, back to the show.
What do you want the people to know about connected parenting, or what do you want them to know about the program? Or is there anything that you would tell somebody that thinking about like, oh, I don't know if I should, you know, dive into connected parenting. I don't know if I should try this program. I don't know what I should do. What would you tell them?
So I was so overwhelmed, and I see some of your posts that just popped up before I was following you, and I thought, you know, I didn't even have time to listen to one of your full videos. Like they're just 30 seconds or a minute. I would only do the reading and I would skim too much. I was too overwhelmed. And just clicked one day. I just saw something that you had posted that you've written, and it just really resonated. And I felt so keen that I thought, okay, I'm just going to try this. And I impulsively hit, you know, buy coaching sessions. And started listening to what you were actually saying and thinking, okay, well, I can do this. This doesn't sound like, you know, all the other parenting classes. There's so much, you know, you've got to meditate and then you've got to exercise and give them this program of food and learn about it. And there's just so much. And this is just, look, you love your kid. This is how to show them that you really love them.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's not hard. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. I mean, I was literally, my phone would tell me that I was on it for a day during the worst part at the sort of tail of the pandemic, just trying to escape the situation. It would just be like tantrum, scrolling. And I was so burned out. I just didn't know what to do. We don't aren't born with these skills. You know, the out.
Well, I think that's it. We weren't parented with connection. So we come to our kids with the ideas of punishment and rewards because we don't know that connection really exists because nobody was ever connected to us. So of course we're going to come to our parenting with the wrong ideology. We don't know what that even looks like, but now we can give it to our kids. That's such a
perfect anxiety to manage. Like you're in the grocery store and you don't freak out because people are going to judge you and think you're a bad parent. But now I think, wow, I am holding space and I can also say, hey, let's go over here and I'll listen to you. Or, you know, that he's actually working with me. He's realizing that I'm on his level. And
yes, sweet boy. Sweet boy. You're doing so good, Araminta. I'm so excited for your change and your growth and everything. It's so amazing.
One more thing.
Yeah.
So they did tell me in the other parenting class that connection is one of those vital risk, it reduces all the factors. And studies have shown, like, so when you're a teenager and all those terrible you could be getting into, connection is the most vital thing that prevents all that.
Yeah.
And yet they don't past spending 10 minutes a day in special time with your kid. They don't teach the empathy and the releasing of the emotions and managing it in a way that the child feels loved.
Yeah, definitely. And I think too, it's like, if you use those punishments and reward systems, they eat away at the connection. So it's like, I don't think people realize, and other methods don't realize, that those really do sever the relationship. So if you're working really hard to build connection, and then you're also using punishments, you're actually just, you know, they're canceling each other out. And so it's really important to just dive deeply into connection and get rid of the other stuff. And it's so much better. It's hard. It's not easy. It's not easy, Araminta. It's hard.
Oh, so the class is really important to really dive into what that means.
Yeah.
They don't seem that opposed. They think, oh, well, of course you have to like punish your kid for something wrong. Like my kid sabotaged our water filter this morning because he didn't want to go to class. And I just realized it now. So, you know, the little water filter on your faucet.
Yes.
Enough. So if I yell at him, I mean, he knows he didn't do the right thing.
Yeah.
And so with connection and using the skills I learned from the class, and we can fix it together. And then it's like, oh, and we're bonding.
Yeah. That's so good. So the classes, we have a once a week support call with coaches, and those are on Zoom. And they're 9:30 on Tuesday morning, specific time. And then all of the coursework is modules that are stored on Kajabi, which is a website. And so you get those modules and you can use them and access them for up to a year. So they're all stored on the World Wide Web, where you can access them all. You get the book, Unpunished. You get a lot of incredible PDFs. I give you all the podcasts that actually correlate with each of the lessons. And I give you homework, like Araminta said. We get you journaling so you can deeply dive into like what's going on with me, where are my triggers. And then at the very end of the program, we give you a listening partner. So we give you another parent to connect with on a weekly basis where you can dive into what's hard and you can unravel what's challenging about parenting, what's challenging about just being an adult in this world. And that helps us kind of release. Don't you think, Araminta, you have a listening partner, right?
Yeah, so helpful. It just keeps you on track because often after a class, you kind of lose track of what you've learned and you just think, oh, whatever, it's not going to work. It's too hard. But, you know, go back and we can review some of the things we've learned. And then we take turns with the listening and diving deeply into the connection. It's just, learn that we can't really, you know, give an example of connection here. Somebody asked to role play an example.
Oh, role play an example of connection. Yeah, there's, you know, there are, but connection is, you know, we divide it into tools. And so there are five connective tools. And then we also add in the idea of no punishments, no rewards. So that's really what connection is the five connective tools. And then the idea of not punishing and rewarding your kids. And that's really what I teach in the mastermind is the connective tools, all of them. And then plus a bunch of other stuff. Plus we give you a listening partner. Thank you, Araminta, so much for coming on. I so very much appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.